The glory of your nation fades before your eyes as one by one they are attacked from the inside and out. Each is dependent upon the monetary handouts that require handing over mineral rights and other resources as ransom. The money is siphoned off into secret accounts that returns to the usurpers as the leaders are deposed of or assassinated. The cycle is repeated over and over. People are abandoned by their governments and so must fend for themselves within situations of less and less available necessities and more regulations. Not a pretty picture to behold. So what now? Let's, again, consider possibilities that could bring changes to this nightmarish situation. Could it be that the forces behind the situation could be creating causes to culminate this planet, suppression of the people of the planet, that might involve repercussions that are beyond their ability to control? Could there be small unknown glitches in those plans, which, if exploited, could cause outcomes not planned? Indeed, not only possible, but probable. Let's consider the Y2K as just one possibility. If indeed all the technological wonders of the basic power, water, computers, communications, money, travel, etc., all depended on computers to operate, then so also must be the military and conspiratory communication systems and all other wonderful mechanisms of planned use. All of these were constructed by contract. It is well known that contractors deviate from specifications whenever and wherever it is possible to cut costs. It's entirely possible that at least some of these off-the-shelf computer chips have been used rather than the special designs that were specified. If those substitutions contain the same data problem as those purposely in use for creating a chaotic breakdown of the world as you know it now, how would this affect their plans? Since there must be a synergistic exchange of information within their computer systems, there must well be repercussions with their own separately created system that will cause chaos within chaos. Portions of their plan may deploy, but in order to establish and then maintain complete control, which is their goal, all must proceed according to plan. What if enough of their plan moves into place for the people to realize the truth, but their own internal chaos allows for what we might call meltdown from within? What if the champions of mankind working within may have deliberately placed glitches within their system? Interesting to contemplate. Let's suppose that the above scenario is true. Now we have what might be called a double chaos and exposure enough of the enslavement plan to bring humanity awake. This adds a third layer of chaos. Out of all this chaos, how does the balance tip towards the survival of humanity and planet? There's one more element that must be interjected here. What of those extraterrestrial beings that have been using the power structures they have coached into place? Would the above-mentioned chaos serve their purposes? Could they have sabotaged the plans of their own henchmen in order to eliminate them from the game? Do they have a place in the plan that overlays the ones that are in place? We might say that the plot thickens. However, we could thicken even more. Since we are delving into possibilities, when one planet interferes with another to the detriment of the progress of the planet, we have the universal law of attraction at work. Simply stated, what you do unto another shall be done unto you. If you interfere with another planet, then you have given permission for other planetary forces to interact with you. Aha! Does the thick plot begin to come into clarity? Let us hope that your heart just skipped a beat, and real hope has been born within your imagination. We are still left with the dilemma of all that chaos. So let's give a little bit more clarity. Once a planet has been interfered with in an indirect way other than an adversary capacity, the inhabitants of that planet may request help in restoring balance and order. Herein lies the key. Help must be requested, and prayer is considered requesting. However, it must be what is called affirmative prayer. Affirmative prayer is entering into the creative mode that is your pattern, made in the likeness and similitude of your Creator. Humanity must actually come forth in a group focus, in a harmonious creative mode within the upward spiral of development of individual and planetary evolvement. Now, knowing human nature, there will be those, when they have recovered from the shock, will immediately want to go back into the place that was within their comfort zone. They will desire to take advantage of the situation to create another situation of power over the people, for indeed the cry will be for new leaders. That will not be involvement. The next level is based on individual responsibility. Unless that is at the basis of the new paradigm, the opportunity of the transcendence of this planet and its inhabitants will be lost. What is important is that of already perceived outline to be the prayer of requesting help needs to be in place to supersede any chances of return to the old. The help you need to bring into this being will then be assured. This help will not be in the military in any way whatsoever. It will be the love of the Creator manifested in and shall be genuinely welcomed as it shall interact with the inner being that is being forgotten direct connection to the Creator. Love connecting and interacting with love shall bring changes beyond your imagining abilities. It is also appropriate to note that on a planetary level, the planet itself shall have a like experience. May this information offset your concerns about your futures. Welcome to the winning side. Focus and manifest, indeed.